Chapter 14 Wave Goodbye. As Princess Celestia stepped into her carriage, she felt a sense of pride. The faces of the young Magic Academy graduates stared back at her in admiration and sadness at her departure from their fair city. The ponies waved at her, shouting well wishes for her journey back to Canterlot and hopes for her to return to visit soon. Princess Celestia had accomplished what she'd sought out to do in Monocult by helping her friends see some new ways of looking at learning and had learned a few lessons of her own. As Duchess Diamond Waves trotted up to the carriage, her mane and tail were moving and glittering even though there was no breeze in the air. The golden band across her forehead glistened in the sunlight as she smiled and hugged Celestia. She looked like her old self again. "Thank you for everything, Princess," she leaned forward and whispered into Celestia's ear. "Especially that letter where you explained everything. It makes the victory a little less sweet, but it makes a whole lot more sense." Princess Celestia laughed. "I hope you're not too upset with me for setting everything up with Luna." "Not at all," Diamond Waves admitted. "It was perfect. Actually, I was thinking we could make this a yearly thing. Maybe use it as the test on the new class of ponies? It sounds like a lot of fun," Princess Celestia said, raising an eyebrow. "Doesn't it, Diamond Waves?" "I don't know about that." The Duchess made a serious face and put her hoof up to her chin. Finally, she laughed. "Only joking! It sounds like a total blast!" Princess Celestia could hear the laughter of the young graduates as she took off into the pink and orange sky toward the prettiest sunset she'd ever seen. Belinda hopes you enjoyed the reading of Princess Celestia and the Summer of Royal Waves, My Little Pony, The Princess Collection, Book 1, written by G.M. Barrow and read by Tracy Petrillo. Our audiobooks are hugely popular all around the world. If you really enjoyed this audiobook, make sure you introduce your friends to it. Or even better, listen to audiobooks with your friends. If you want to hear more, there's more available online at Belinda.com, or you can write to us. If you like, we can forward your letters onto our famous authors and narrators. We know they are always happy to hear from you. Thanks for listening, and remember to always take a Belinda audiobook with you.